Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cicero. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gerken. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Steve Gerken. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting second. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cicero strikes out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 0. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to third for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hall reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Gerken covering, for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cicero hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Moore reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 2 in the game. Metro hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Schult reaches second base with a double. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Len Schult. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Christman now playing third base. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0 for 3 in the game. Cicero strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Moore moves to second. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Don Gutteridge. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball four. McQuinn scores. Moore moves to third. Haworth moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Ellis Clary pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Joe Barry now pitching. Milt Burns pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Moore scores. Haworth moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gray bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Haworth scores. Burns moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Christman scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ellis Clary now playing second base. George Caster now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Dick Siebert. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilkins moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-3 in the game. Metro hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Joe Barry. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.